Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, welcome back. We're talking three ways to continuously up-level yourself as a CEO. So I am in Florida still. I'm on spring break with my kiddos. Working a little bit. You'll see my travel schedule is absolutely insane from basically February through May. I think it goes through like every other week I'm somewhere. So a lot of these trips are little play, little bit of work. But part of me traveling a lot is because I enjoy it. And I also, when I get out of my office, out of like my day-to-day routine, I just see things differently, right? And I can step back and really brainstorm, even just driving here. Oh my goodness, we were supposed to be catching a flight Friday right after the kids got out of school. We were gonna pick them up like 30 minutes early. And it started that morning of like delays. And then all of a sudden it was canceled. And it was canceled because there was really bad weather, I think in the Kentucky, Tennessee area. And you know me, I'm not going to just say no to our vacation. We could have flown out on Monday. And I'm like, I don't want to wait a whole weekend when we're supposed to be there. And we had plans. We were house hunting, all the things. So I just said, let's drive. So we drove Friday. But even just like being in the car, like being bored, giving myself the opportunity to be bored. The things that I was thinking of, I want you to really realize you've got to pull yourself out of your normal, typical routine. So let's jump into today. So three ways to continuously up-level the next version of you as a CEO. I will say that I see so many people that are just, they're not happy with what they're creating, right? And here's the deal. When you become intentional about your own growth, right? I should say when you're not intentional about your own growth, you start to get frustrated. You start to get burnt out. You wonder like, when is this going to get easier? Maybe you stop putting in the same effort you've been, right? You start to get confused like, well, I thought this was the strategy. I'm doing it, but like it's working for them. It's not working for me. Are they lying? Is it my audience? Is it my, and you have all of these questions that pop up. Who here has done that, right? So it looks like it's working amazing for this person, but yet you've been trying it and it doesn't. And then you go to the next thing and then that doesn't work either. Now, I will say, be careful when people say things like, oh, I've tried this strategy, it doesn't work. A lot of times it's just, really want to model your challenge. I know you do them so well. And I was like, well, first of all, real quick, I am doing a challenge, a new challenge. I just did it a week ago. I don't even know when, last week. Like I'm doing a new challenge. Which just to understand, you can model it, but model it as draft one. Because when you see what I'm going to do the next month, it's going to be a whole nother level. And then when you see it again, it's going to be at another level. So what happens is people will do it once and go, oh, I didn't do what Stacey says that can, you know, with what can happen. And it's because you don't just try something once and then hope that it's going to blow up, right? You've got to try it as your first draft. Can you do me the biggest favor in the comments below? Put first draft. We have to remember that every time you do something, it's just draft one, right? And then the next time you do it, you're going to have those lessons learned of, okay, what am I going to do next? What's going to happen here? How can I make this better? All the things. So stop modeling somebody's like 17th draft. You try it once and then you're confused why it's not working, right? Now, another thing I'll say too is it feels, especially if you are in this, you're playing a very heavy social media game, maybe Facebook ads and things like that are in your marketing plan. It feels like you're just getting over one hurdle and then there seems to be another one that pops up. Any of that ring true? Okay. Now, when you make your own growth a priority, it gives you a chance to get really clear on your vision and it allows you to revisit your goals on a regular basis. I think most people are not clear and they do not revisit often enough, right? When we're recording this is March, middle of March. How many of you have revisited your goals you set in January? How many of you have still yet to write them down, right? We are approaching the end of Q1. You've got to do this. You've got to do this now, all right? And I will say, when you make your own growth a priority, there is such a ripple effect, right? It's your well-being makes everyone else thrive, whether that's, you know, your family, your team, employees, right? People that are working with you, your clients, okay? Overall, it's better for everyone. So, all right, let me jump in. Three different things I want you to be thinking about, all right? So number one, and I kind of talked about this a tiny bit, quiet time, just you. I want you to use that time to get clear on what do you want, not what do you see, right? On social media, people doing things, all the stuff, right? What do you want and why do you want it? And what will that do for you? When you realize what the outcome is, I want you to ask, is there a better, more fun, more like maybe is there a better, a lighter way to get there, an easier way to get there? Sometimes we make it harder than it needs to be. I do that all the time, right? So the reason I say quiet time, just you, is because I think we're letting people sway us too easily. I want you to stay away from social media when you're doing this. I talk a lot about modeling people and modeling businesses and models that you like and you want to be like. But sometimes when you are focusing on it too much, you just model yourself into that exact mold. And then it's like, wait, is that your dream or was that the dream you were modeling? So I want you to stay away from social media and I really want you to get clear on what does this look like for you, okay? I want you, a couple options I could say here with this, really using this time for a quiet time. Either wake up early and take some time just for you, right? This could be waking up tomorrow morning by yourself an hour before anybody else is up in your house just to get clear on revisiting your goals, resetting your goals, deciding, are these the right goals, right? You could also, I've seen people, I've never done this, but I know a lot of people that do. If you don't feel like you have a space where you can go and shut everything off and shut the doors and have this quiet time, book a hotel. Like I've seen people book a hotel room just to get out of their house, get out of their regular day-to-day, and just have time to themselves and shut everything off. If that's something you need to do, do it. You can also, like, I don't do this again for myself. I have a space in my home where I can shut off. I've got good boundaries. My kids know, like, my curtains are closed in my office. That means mom is busy, and they are so good about that. But if you feel like you don't have that, you could book a conference room, like, for a few hours, right? So I just know, like, for me, locally, like, my local library offers conference rooms really inexpensively. Some of them are free, especially if you're just doing it by yourself. Or hotels. Like, there's a lot of, like, I know hotels sound expensive. We literally know a hotel close by us that I can rent a conference room that seats, like, 10 people at a table for $100 for the day. That's it. So don't think these things have to be crazy expensive. You've got to figure out, where is this going to be? When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? Right. And I want you to get it on your calendar. Okay. Number two, I don't even know how, I'm just going to say it. And then I want you to stick with me. So number two is, like, let's talk about faith. I talked about this a little bit in the challenge last week, right? Faith is believing without seeing. Okay. But here's the deal. Doubt is all around entrepreneurs. And one of the best ways is to reassure yourself with seeing, okay? So I'm kind of going to go the opposite here of faith, okay? I want you to cheat when it comes to faith. You don't have to have faith that something works when you surround yourself with people that are doing it, right? When I say faith, I mean faith is believing without seeing. I'm saying, why believe something without seeing it when it comes to your business? There are so many people out there already doing what you're trying to do, right? So the amount of people that warned Kent and myself not to work with each other, like, oh my goodness, I could never work with my spouse. Like, I don't know how you're going to do this. We would be divorced and blah, 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 right? I was never concerned, like not even a little bit concerned. And here's why. My parents worked together. My grandparents worked together. Most of my friends in my masterminds, their spouses working together. So for me, I didn't have to have faith that it would work because I was seeing it all the time. I grew up seeing it, right? So when you start to have doubts, that's when all of a sudden things don't happen because you trick yourself into believing that those doubts are true, your thoughts are true. So you just stop. But when you are around it and you see it, you are less likely to doubt. Does that make sense? Can you just say yes in the chat? Now, I want to ask you, what are you trying to create? Okay. Who is doing it? And where are those people hanging out? I'm going to say that again. What are you trying to create? Who's already doing it? Where are they hanging out? Right? So I am in several masterminds, not just like one, I am in several. And not because I have to have new ideas. I've got plenty of ideas. I could give you ideas every single day, but I just need to be around people doing big things because the more I see them doing it, the more I believe I can do it too, right? I think doing entrepreneurship alone is foolish. It's risky. It's really, really risky because at some point, if, like I said, you have that little piece of doubt, and man, a little piece of doubt can turn into a massive piece of doubt, right? So if you stop believing that this goal is possible, your chance of actually increasing it significantly drops, right? So you've got to figure out, what are you trying to do? Who is doing it? And how do I get in that room? Because the second you get in that room and you see them doing what you want to do, your level of actually making that happen will continue to rise every single time. When I see my friends do stuff, I get excited because, and not jealous, but I get excited because I'm thinking, okay, I'm that much closer to this happening, right? This just happened last week, and I'll share this, but we were at a mastermind, and I was talking to somebody, and this guy was trying to convince me that I need a private jet. I'm not getting a private jet, but at least not right now. But when he was talking, he was like saying all these things, and he's got a jet, and he's like, I told this person about it, and they're getting it, and they're whatever, right? So here's my point. I don't care about owning a private jet, but I've always been like, I want to ride in one. Like, that would be really cool, right? I would love to like just go in one and just see what that's like. And I will tell you, when I said this like years ago, I didn't know anybody that had been in one before. And now I will tell you, the more, I can't tell you how many people I know that have been in one. Now this guy owns one, like, right? The more that I see my friends doing things, the more that I'm like, oh, that'll be me one day, right? Like it's just, even if I want it or don't want it, it's like, it's a matter of time, right? Because who you hang around is who you become, right? So be very careful who you're hanging around. Okay. okay. Next. This will still be part of my number two. So if you didn't catch the podcast I did with Rachel Rogers a few months back, she's the author of We Should All Be Millionaires. I love, love, love how she talked about this. And it was very different. She was, I just said, not jealous, but she actually said, like, be jealous, like let your jealousy raise your awareness of what you need and want, right? So instead of feeling jealous of what somebody else has, right, and you don't, shift your perspective into admiration versus jealousy. So what do you admire most about people, right? So right now you might be watching me on spring break with my kids, right? And you might be thinking like, oh, I wish I could go on spring break, or I wish I could do this. We literally bought a house while we were here. Maybe you wish you could be doing that. There are two options you have. You can be jealous and you can be mad, or you can say, if she can do it, so can I, right? Now, a few years ago, this would not have been our reality, right? So maybe it's not your reality right this second, or maybe it is, and then go for it, right? If it's what you want, not what I want, but if it's what you want. But if I would have let that jealousy spiral into, oh, I wish I had that. Why do they have that, right? I probably wouldn't be here right now. But because instead of jealousy, I'm always looking at the possibility, right? So I want you to lean in to that possibility. All right, number three. I'm way longer than I thought. I was trying to make these short. Number three, stay consistent. This is so, so crucial. The opportunity cost of switching is more than you could ever realize, right? And I'm talking about switching everything. Switching people on your team, right? The wrong hire you have to replace. Switching software. I'm always so hesitant to give out software. What do you, Stacey, what do you use? What are you using for this? Because all people do is they just jump over and they switch. And here's the problem is they'll switch to my software as fast as they'll switch to somebody else's, right? So they'll start using mine. They're like, oh, this isn't working that well. Maybe because they don't understand how we use it and the systems we use and all the things. So then all of a sudden they're like, oh, Mandy, what are you using? Right? And then it's like, and now they jump over here. Samantha, what do you have? And then it's, And every time you switch, you slow yourself down. Write that down. Switching is slowing you down. Okay. So switching your goals, switching your bestseller. Last year, our bestseller was Foot Traffic Formula. This year, I switched it. I said it's going to be well-oiled operations. Now, did that slow me down? Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. However, I knew, I evaluated the opportunity cost of switching and said, I still want to do it. When I'm talking about don't just go switching your bestseller, is if you're not evaluating the opportunity cost, that can be dangerous. I knew I was going to temporarily dip in my growth, right? If I wanted to just go way faster, if it was all about the money, I would have stayed with Foot Traffic Formula because I already know how to sell it. I know it works. People get great results, right? I could have cranked that thing out even more faster. But to me, it's not just about the money, right? I wanted to be in alignment with what I wanted to teach and who I wanted to help and how I wanted to help them. So I decided to slow myself down. But what's the fastest way for success? For me to stay consistent here. So if I decided I'm having another midlife crisis and I'm changing up my offer, I am going to continue to hurt myself, right? Foot Traffic Formula, I don't remember how old it is. I want to say, I'm doing math. I don't know, 14, 15, 16 months, something around there. It's close to $1 million product. Okay. We've sold almost $1 million in that one specific product. I don't want you thinking, well, Stacey switched too. If you keep jumping back and forth with your offers, you're going to have problems, right? You're just slowing yourself down, which could cause you problems, right? So don't switch up your bestseller unless you've done what I've done and you're like, no, I wasn't in alignment before and I want to be truly in alignment, right? Be careful you're not switching who you serve too often, right? And the list goes on and on and on and on. Okay, the biggest thing, the big thing that I want you to take away is stop jumping from one thing to another, no matter what it is, okay? How can you make what you already have work better for you? Think how much easier that would just be. How can you make what you have work better for you? All right, I'm gonna give you some, I'm doing these lives. I'm gonna come in here once a week. When I'm on out of town, and I'm not able, like if I'm at a conference, like this is just like play, right? If I'm at a conference and I can't jump in, I'm going to come in here with like a bite-sized little video for you. So expect to see me in here every single Thursday in the Foot Traffic Operations Group. I'm going to give you a little bit of action items every single week, just a little golden nugget for you to start really, really moving forward. Okay. So homework for this week, I want you to block off an hour on your calendar. I don't care where, but it needs to be in the next 2 weeks. Don't tell me you're busy. Don't tell me you're on vacation. You can figure this out. The next 2 weeks, figure out an hour. Vacation is probably the best time to block it off, right? Block off an hour. During that hour, I want you to rewatch this short video. This is not that long. Rewatch it. I want you to stop and pause this video when you get to a part where it says to do something. And you're going to write it out. And you're going to figure out what you need to do. When you get to consistency, you're going to figure out where have I been inconsistent, okay? I want you to think about who is the person I admire? What are they doing? What room are they in? How do I get in there? I want you to start brainstorming all of these things. All right. So as always, if you need help getting more consistency in your business, you know where to find us. DM us. Let me know. DM me here on Facebook. We are happy to help here at Foot Traffic. I've got a worksheet that goes alongside of this. There's 8 ways to be up-leveling yourself. So if you want that worksheet, it's just type in PDF in the comments below, and I will send you over that worksheet. 8 ways to constantly up-level. So we covered 3. And I hope those 3 were really good reminders for you, but there are 5 more that you're going to go, okay, I've got real work to do. All right. So thank you so much for jumping on, hanging out with me while I'm on vacation. Tomorrow I'll show on Instagram. We are going, Florida moves very quickly with real estate. So we are ready Getting the house inspected tomorrow. We get to go back in the home, check some things out. So I will take, we didn't know at the time we were buying it or getting it. So I didn't take really great videos, but I'll show some videos off. So come follow me at Stacey Tushel on Instagram. And I will show off the house a little bit and just kind of show you what we're going to use it for and how we're going to use it on all the things. So yeah, say PDF in the comments below. And I will make sure to get you, I'll DM you over that link with 8 ways to continuously up-level yourself as a CEO. All right, have a phenomenal week. I will see you back here next week. Bye, everyone.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have 3 different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to StaceyTushel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to StaceyTushel.com/info session.